When then Prime Minister Julia Gillard launched the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Abuse, she said she thought it would run for years and change the nation. Well, 5 years on, the Commission has formally come to an end today with a final public hearing in Sydney. The Chairman of the Commission, Justice Peter McClellan, thanked the thousands of survivors who told their stories, and he acknowledged that institutions across Australia had failed them. Thomas Arete was there for the hearing. So, Thomas, they've heard thousands of allegations of child abuse. How did the commissioners bring this process to a close today?
Well, Eleanor, it certainly has been a long journey. There were 444 days of public hearings. We heard evidence from more than 1,300 witnesses. Many more gave evidence in private sessions. There were 8,000 of them. But, of course, that wasn't the only part of the Royal Commission's work. There was the research arm as well, with consultation papers, issues papers, roundtables, speeches across Australia. And I don't think there's any doubt that this inquiry has changed our thinking about this issue. So today was a big moment for survivors. The chair of the Child Abuse Royal Commission, Justice Peter McClellan, presented the National Library of Australia with a book containing about 1,000 messages written by survivors who gave evidence in those private sessions. The book's called Message to Australia, and it covers the experiences of survivors and their hopes for the future in terms of creating a safe environment for children, and that book will be accessible to the public. Justice McClellan's final address was also very personal. He spoke of the determination and the resilience of survivors, many of whom have now taken professional steps towards their recovery. And he added that their stories have had a profound impact on the commissioners and staff.
For victims and survivors, telling their stories has required great courage and great determination. Most are stories of personal trauma, and many are of personal tragedy. It is impossible not to share the anger many survivors have felt when they tell us of their betrayal by people they believe they were entitled to trust. For many survivors, talking about past events required them to revisit traumatic experiences that profoundly harmed them. Many spoke of having their innocence stolen, their childhood lost, their education and prospective career taken from them, and their personal relationships damaged for the rest of their lives.
So that's the chair of the Child Abuse Royal Commission, Justice Peter McClellan, speaking this morning. Thomas, many of the survivors of abuse who'd given evidence were there to hear this. How did they respond?
Yes, well, Eleanor, it's certainly a pivotal moment, and there's no denying the survivors and their supporters were full of praise for the Royal Commission. They responded with a round of applause as the commissioners entered the hearing room and again as they left. But remember, it's the start of a whole new journey for many of them. We have the Commonwealth Redress Scheme that's in the works, and there's legal action across Australia because the Royal Commission has made more than 2,500 referrals to authorities. And of course, others haven't disclosed their abuse. That can take decades. So today, like many days in the past, victims and their supporters gathered outside the hearing in Sydney with placards calling for justice, and others were thanking the Royal Commission. Let's start with Leonie Sheedy. She's from the Care Leavers Australasia Network, and she handed the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull one of the group's pins to wear on his jacket today. Here's what happened when the Prime Minister first arrived.
Present for you.
Oh, they're good. What have you got?
Could you hold that, please? Right. You're a patron of CLAN.
I am.
And so I would like you to wear this yeah. with, you know, this means a lot to us, this Royal Commission, but it means more that we get everybody here who wasn't sexually used in an orphanage, children's home or foster care. There's people here who suffered immense physical cruelty and psychological abuse, and they deserve to be recognised. And I'm sorry, but Christian Porter's idea of excluding victims is disgusting for our country.
The redress scheme is a comprehensive one, Leonie.
Yeah, but you're excluding people with a criminal history, and that's wrong. The Royal Commission didn't just ask the people who didn't have a criminal record to come forward. They asked everybody.
So that's the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking to Leonie Sheedy from the support group CLAN. In terms of the report's recommendations, the Prime Minister said the government would read them carefully first, but he expected there'd be, quote, a lot of wisdom coming out of the Royal Commission. And Eleanor, I spoke to Leonie myself and other survivors and their supporters outside the hearing.
It was a very emotional day, and everyone says thank you, and we finally believe that is the best thing that we have been believed.
I've come down from Cairns, Queensland. It's wonderful to see all the care leavers here today with their blue shirts on and all their signs, and I find it very liberating, and all we ask is they implement all the recommendations.
Are you happy that some of the survivors who have given evidence in private sessions are being acknowledged today through this book?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was one of those that gave a private session. When I did it, the feeling I got was a really white, clear explosion in my belly, and I felt liberated and I felt I was invincible.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity to embrace the change in society and to bring about a better hope for our children and also for our own experience as victims, to see that now finally we've been heard, and it's been a long, long fight, and it's been a worthwhile fight, really worthwhile, and it's been a very exciting day today to see this all come together, and now all we need to do is make sure that the laws are passed so that our children of tomorrow can be protected.
The final report is not going to be released until tomorrow, but do you think we're already seeing change as a result of this?
Yeah, I really think so. I think over the last sort of 5 years, we've noted there's been noticeable changes in the institutional care, and I think there's a lot more to go yet, but I think that the social shift has changed, and well, I hope that momentum stays.
Leonie Sheedy, it's not the first time that we've crossed paths outside the Royal Commission here. How does it feel today?
Oh, Tom, very mixed feelings. I think I'm very proud of all these care leavers who have come from all around Australia to turn up here to say to the government, we're not ever going to go away. We're going to be making a noise for the rest of our lives until you give us justice and redress.
So that's some of the survivors of abuse and their supporters outside the Royal Commission hearing in Sydney this morning. Tom, it seems from the people you spoke to there this morning that this inquiry has already brought real change for them.
Yeah, of course. I think that's important to note. You know, this inquiry has empowered people. As we've just heard, many survivors now feel they're being listened to. And of course, we are seeing changes already. Until now, most of us probably had no idea about the scope of this problem. And now institutions are apologising. They're introducing child protection safeguards. They're retraining staff. And in terms of the view of the commissioners, today Justice McClellan said that many institutions had accepted that they'd failed children. And he was also very critical of some of our important state instrumentalities, referring to police, for example, who returned children to unsafe institutions and child protection agencies that didn't listen. He also pointed out it's not a crime of the past. Child sexual abuse continues today, and he told the hearing that it can only be described as a national tragedy.
And that's Thomas Ariti, who was at that hearing in Sydney this morning.